When Angela Waite lost her son, many friends seemed to disappear from her life. But God certainly didn't. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Angela tells us about the aftermath of that painful loss.
You know, this shook a lot of people in my sphere of influence. And as a matter of fact, a lot of Christians exited when our son drowned because it just hit too close to home. And it forced them to realize that sometimes when you pray, you're not going to get what you ask for, you know? And so it was just a little too real for a lot of other moms that were around me.
Angela's prayer for protection of her son had not been answered in the way she expected.
And for me, you know, it changed the way that I pray. Just 2 hours before Ramsey drowned, I was walking out the door and I prayed this: Lord, place your ministering and protecting angels around my children today. And within 2 hours, my son was drowned. So that was a wake-up call for me. And you know what that caught? It doesn't mean that God doesn't mean good towards me and my children and my family. Here's what it means to me. You do not know what is in front of you. We pray as best we know to pray. And then we have to lay it at the foot of the cross every day. I say, God, this is what I want. I don't know what your plan is. And that is the truth. And that is where all of a sudden I said, you know what, God, I can trust you. And so it changed the way I pray. Now when I pray with a very bold voice, your will be done. Not mine, but yours.
No matter what the situation, God can bring you through tragedy as well. To hear more stories, go to makingyourlifecount.com.